Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the world's largest, most fabulous, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us for more at BigJujuMedia.com. Listen for free on SoundCloud at Big Juju Media.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, man.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg here on Big Juju Media Radio Show. We just want to thank everybody for listening in.
Right on.
Oh, my gosh. What a show we have. We have
really
such
amazing.
An amazing show.
So
you know,
good.
The whole show is going to be about our ongoing discussion. You know how we do it. And it's going to be about this quote,
which
I think is so fabulous.
Oh, my goodness.
And the quote is...
Yeah.
What you appreciate appreciates.
Oh, right.
Is that fabulous? I mean, is that fabulous?
That is amazing.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
That's
just
really
got
good.
It's rocking, man. It's just like, I totally get like the bigness and the righteousness of that kind of thing because it's true. It's like, you know,
what,
it used to be like what you pay attention to grows, but it's like so 80s, you know. It's
so not Jewish.
90s.
Yeah,
it's like,
totally.
I think it's just... You know, better for the times. We need more appreciation.
And,
it's like
right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Better speakers.
The babes.
Oh, yeah.
Or like if you are a babe, if you appreciate the studs.
What are you talking about?
If you appreciate the beer. Or if you appreciate a Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
You know,
or a speech like I do.
It makes you really appreciative.
Uh-huh.
You know? I think I should just get a t-shirt that says... Appreciate.
Oh, I like that.
Know?
That's a good idea.
I wonder how I can get that done.
Brand, are you high on something? I don't even know.
God.
Have you been smoking the drapes again? I don't know what you're talking
what
about.
What are
just,
you talking
all
about?
All I know about appreciation is in Jeremiah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, here
where
we
it
go
says,
again.
My people have committed two sins.
My God.
They have forsaken me, the spring of living water.
I'm just going to do
they
my nails.
They have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Is Israel a servant, a slave by birth?
No.
Why then has he become plunder? Lions have roared. Anyway, it goes on to talk about how just unappreciative people are of Jesus and God. Whispering.
I've got all these
That's
pens,
why I always
Steve.
Say the word.
That's
start off with the holy word, sending all your money. I'm going to come back to this in my segment, talking about appreciation versus the sinners out there, the hissing Christians.
Look at all those pens.
Who don't appreciate nothing.
That's a lot of pens.
I'm just going to organize. Are you done yet? I swear to God, I'm organizing these pens.
Thank you, darling. Thank you for that.
Because
I am demonstrating the power of appreciation.
That's a good idea.
Oh, my God. Can we just have some order here in this office?
Exactly. Demonstrate it.
Appreciate. Oh, thank you, Sheila, dude. Sheila, too.
Thank you, Sheila.
I call her Sheila Do. That's
Sheila
what she always does. Exactly what
Sheila
we tell
Do.
Her to do.
Right
I think
on.
That's really great. So, honey, your name is Sheila Do.
Sheila Do.
Thank you,
As opposed
Sheila
to
Do.
Sheila Don't. That was the first one. Don't
oh
get left
God.
Hurting on that bit.
She
Sheila
was
Don't.
Brave.
Anyway,
that's
well. I think we need to appreciate more people out here. I think the audience needs to be more appreciative of factual journalism
Very
like
holy.
We do here on Big Juju Media.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot to run this studio, so you can show appreciation by listening to us, giving us likes, stuff like that,
absolutely.
Reposting it on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Totally.
Really show the love.
Very healing.
It's so fabulous.
Very healing.
Yeah, like, totally give us likes and repost it on SoundCloud, because it, like, spreads the word, you know.
Oh,
it's like,
it's a miracle.
We gotta
right.
be appreciative of the big juju that's going
right.
on, which
right.
is the opposite of the bad mojo.
That's
right.
It's like,
oh
if you
gosh.
Want the bad mojo
it's
to spread, devil. Just make sure you're a good person who does
just
nothing.
Just
like,
nothing.
You know, give us likes and repost
that's
the
right.
big juju, because... Big Juju is all about the righteousness, man.
That's
it's
right.
about the good people doing good things
Come on,
for
people.
Juju reasons.
That's a good one, Jonathan.
Get your juju on,
that is
man.
So
it's
good.
Like, totally.
Oh, I
yes,
like that.
It's about
really
Juju people doing Juju things.
No, no, big.
The big Juju,
the big stuff.
Big Juju
thing.
People
yes.
doing big Juju things.
Yes.
For big Juju
Keep
reasons.
It
what do you think of that?
Praise Jesus. I like that one, yeah.
So I love this appreciation circle. I hope it doesn't get boring. You know, because
no,
Jews,
no, no,
I'm
no.
just saying, we know how to kvetch.
We're not going to get into that, Steve.
It's so not kosher.
Well,
I mean, anytime something not kosher shows up, it's
the
like
devil.
Rotten butter.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Like
don't
two
get me
big
started.
Sticks of rotten butter.
Well, that's
a nobody wants that. Oh, my God, worms. Botulism.
God. Stinky. It's stinky butter. Shh. Oh, my goodness.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. An ex-CIA officer was suspected of compromising Chinese food as an informant, and he's arrested and is never allowed back in the restaurant ever again. Trump's overall health is excellent, says a fictional doctor reporting to fake news about Trump's fake weight loss as a fake goal. Nearly all members of National Park Service Advisory Panel resign in frustration over Trump's fake news obsession about everything being fake when we live in a real country. 13 siblings held captive. How did no one else know that they were blindfolded and chained to desks? Trump's revenge on California is about the census and what the new tax law really means for your paycheck, and why I keep having these intermittent pauses in between headlines when I talk like this. That's it for now. I'm Jordan McNamara with Headline News.
One of the things I like about classy living is appreciation. Because what you appreciate, appreciates. And back in Vegas when I was playing Cremora Reveille right before my Vegas act failed, I think a lot of the guys in the audience just didn't appreciate it. And that was made clear because they were just, you know, chucking dimes and nickels and quarters in my G-string. And that wasn't very classy. It's like, you know, why don't you chuck in the gold bars, the platinum bars, you know, a couple of real estate deals. Give me a couple of companies. How about a couple of hedge funds? That's what I'm talking about. And that's not what most Republican men who sit in the audience of these strip joints. You know, it's just, they're so cheap. I swear to you, and it's not classy. Not how you appreciate a stripper. Anyway, that was a long time ago. Almost, what, 16 months now? I mean, it was a long time ago. And now, it's all about classy living. Miss Gaffron. I'm Pastor Pernod Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministries, deciphering Jesus and God with a message about appreciation. You know, just about every page in the Bible. I've got my Bible right here. Do you have your Bible? You do have a Bible, don't you? When's the last time you cracked it open? Yeah. Well, I cracked mine open. I'm going to read it. And I'm just going to prove to you here with cross-citation bibliotechnics that appreciation can be found on any page of the Bible with Perdian. Let's just start right here in Genesis. In Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, isn't that something to be appreciated? That is what he did with all his amazing magical powers. He's just like a big superhero. He's just like God is the superhero of this book, this good book right here, the Bible. Yes. And let us appreciate the Bible by keeping it free of filth and germs and dust, buddies. I'm going to turn to another page now and prove to you that this is not some theory, but a fact. Exodus. If a man hits a manservant or maidservant in the eye and destroys it, he must let the servant go free to compensate for the eye. Now, isn't that something to appreciate? We can appreciate knocking someone out, including their eyeballs. And if their eyeballs fall out, then you need to fire your manservant so you can have some space in your life to appreciate. That's the wisdom of the Bible right here. That's the wisdom of the Bible. Let's go to Leviticus. Do not make idols. Do not make idols or set up an image or a sacred stone for yourselves. And do not place in a carved stone in your land to have it for it. I am the Lord your God. See, this is more appreciation right here. God wants us to appreciate God and not an idol of God, not a statue of an Easter bunny or the plastic heart on Valentine's Day or the Santa Claus or the turducken, cow, pig, and plockin'. The flags, all these stupid flags is not God or Jesus or Purdy. Send in all your money, by the way. Just don't want you to forget that. So we got to show appreciation to God. It's all about showing God the appreciation. That's really? Right.
And that's what we are much
blessed with the ebullience and the radiance of Jesus and God with appreciation. So that's the today's information that you can turn into transformation in your life.
Oh, I love that.
But you got to be right
Jonathan,
with your life.
Stop it.
And that's appreciation from
Perniant.
That's Perniant. Sending all your money.
Thank you, Pastor Perniant.
That's it.
You know, what's he going to do with all the money? Is he going to, like, put it in a fund and it's going to, like, accumulate with
Jonathan,
that kind of appreciation? Is that what Jesus does with all the money? Because it's just like, I've never been able to figure this out.
I know.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Aaron Burnett on CNN says, who does this administration think it's fooling? Hollywood? No. We're not prepared, says the GOP insiders who are bracing for a 2018 Trumpocalypse and an outright disaster and catastrophe that they caused themselves. The Instagram star pal's classless wedding ruined my birthday, says some idiot on Instagram, because she wants to blame Instagram for her lack of responsibility in her own life. Google Chrome extensions with 500,000 downloads found to be fake news. But that's it for your headline news now. More at 11, I'm Jordan McNamara.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I so appreciate Jordan doing the news. That's one of the things I appreciate.
Yeah.
And I appreciate Jonathan always coming up with such very interesting questions.
That's
with
right
all
this
questioning thing. Yeah. I don't think
right
we have enough appreciation for questioning the statements that people in the media make. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, it's like it's called inquiry. It's like when you have inquiry, you have a curious mind and you wonder, you ponder, you think.
You research,
You question authority, you question power.
Uh-huh.
Like, if we don't do that, then pretty soon we're all going to be able to say me too, you know.
Oh,
it's like,
don't
what's the
get
point
me
of,
started.
What's the point of that?
Oh,
that's right.
I am so tired of people not questioning the liberal media or the conservative media.
Terrible.
These idiots lying in the Trump administration. No one questions anything.
It goes
the
on and on.
The people who voted for Trump don't even question their own lot in
life.
It's like, why don't you question why you can't make your own jobs?
They're the hiss
why
and
you
Christ
can't
is,
make your own
right
health care? Why do you hate people whose skin is different from yours?
Turn
it's
and
just
know
like
it.
Oh my God. I swear to God, Jonathan. What a bunch of deplorables. And they've made themselves deplorables, and they don't even question it. It's just, they're not a millionaire like I am. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
they're just that fabulous.
You know, they're the sinners in the church that I keep screaming at with all these scriptures from the Bible. They are whitewashed tombs covering dead men's bones. They are the hypocrites. Woe be unto you, wicked sinners. You know, they say one thing and don't do it. They talk about God, but God is never enough. They're always bitching, moaning, murmuring, complaining. I'm tired. Purdy is tired of these sinners. I am sick of it.
Whoa, righteous, man. Hi, everybody. I am Jonathan Knightsbridge of the Evening Message. because, you know, the morning was totally cool, but it's like, I was staying up really late, like, with my dudes and my babes, and so it was like, we were having, like, late-night lattes at Starbucks, and then I would, like, sleep in, and I'd be sleeping so late. It's like I wake up and I think it's going to be really early, you know, so I could get to Starbucks early before the morning rush. All these stupid people that like do their phone orders, and I'm still in there like doing it the old-fashioned way. I'm standing in line waiting for my coffee, and I get up to the register at Starbucks, you know, and it's like they've got like 10 more orders before they get to mine, even though I'm like at the front of the frickin' line and they're answering phone orders. It's like, what the fuck is that about? So anyway, I didn't appreciate that. So I was like, screw this, man. I'm gonna change from a morning person to an evening person. So now I just phone in my orders late night with like the dudes and the babes, and we go in and we just like stand in line. It's like, no, it's like, you can get in front of me, man. I'm just gonna wait over here on the other side of the bar, because it's like I phoned it in. Okay, it's like I phoned it in. Nobody doesn't phone it in. You don't like not phone it in. Okay, like you don't phone it in. Okay, it's just like so lame. Lines are lame. And so the point of my little story here, my little shit song, is that I think that phones are cool and righteous for some things. Because they allow you to appreciate your time. Because now I spend my time looking at all the people waiting in line and I realized, oh my god, I used to do that. Like, oh my god. What's that about? But I suppose that if you're going to wait in line at Starbucks waiting for the old-fashioned way, you could actually get on your phone and order some food at the restaurant next door, like the new way. It's like, so stand in line and order on your phone.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now at 11. A bipartisan group of lawmakers believe their immigration deal with Trump was hijacked by hardline conservatives in the refrigerator within a period of 2 hours that was taken off to thaw and thrown on the skillet to cook up some heat for the upcoming election. House Republicans just released their butter plan to avoid a disastrous government shutdown over the butter surplus, and a U.S. Marine was killed in a swamp just because he refused to wear flippers. Hong Kong democracy leader Joshua Wong was jailed a second time for a 2014 podcast that never aired, and every actor has gotten publicly expressed regret for Woody Allen, says they'll never work again for the animation star. Photographer starts petition against OxyContin billionaires for trying to relieve pain in people who have a lot of pain without getting rich on the deal. And that's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara. More coming up next at 2 a.m.
You know, Jonathan, you gave Pernod an idea. I think I could have phone-in blessings. Like,
really?
You send Pernod a text, and then Pernod just sends you a blessing, like a mobile blessing. It's sort of like a movable blessing, but it's going to be over the phone instead.
Yeah.
And you could move it around on your phone.
I bet.
I think that's something I'm going to talk to the Fluber sisters about, because they had that real enterprising situation
going on.
The Fluber sisters. And Pernod's mobile blessings, that you just send Pernod a text.
You do that.
Text you happy phone blessings.
Yeah, leave me out of it, okay?
Stand it, not being a sinner.
I can stand it.
Well, good evening, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg here on LifeHacks Television with a fabulous show we've got lined up for you today on LifeHacks TV. You're going to have a LifeHacks takeaway that you'll never forget, because it's all about what you appreciates.
Oh, I
love that.
Isn't that
fabulous?
So good.
Oh, my God. Let's welcome to the show Catherine Tamiyanamaloo. Catherine, welcome to the show, darling.
Hello, everybody. It's so good to be here, Steve. I love talking about this appreciation business. Isn't that? It's the new thing, isn't it?
It is the new thing. It's all about appreciation and the good juju and not the bad mojo. Fay! We're not talking about that crap anymore.
No,
darling, let's go over what's new in your life.
Okay,
what are you appreciating? What's appreciating?
Interesting we should talk about this. I was going to launch a classy cream line.
Really?
It's all about the cream, smoothing the cream into your breath.
Oh, my God.
And before I got into this cream business, I thought about having just, you know, like condensed milk. I was really thinking about this condensed milk stuff.
What do you mean? What do you mean you were thinking about condensed milk? Were you going to sell condensed milk?
No,
I don't understand.
Well, not really. It was going to be the main ingredient in. I was thinking about just something that could make some more money, you know, an extra few million a month.
Fabulous.
You know, that's the latest thing when you do e-commerce. I thought I could throw up a cute little website, make a few extra million bucks a month.
Wonderful.
You know, some people are interested in, you know, most people want to make an extra $200 or $500 a month.
Oh, Jesus.
So not classy.
What a waste.
I guess if you're
God.
A dumbass Trump Republican voter, that's what you do when you're an infopreneur business.
Don't get me started.
I'm into the millions of bucks
exactly.
a month, boys.
Fabulous.
So screw that small change nonsense. Like the small change Republicans shoving their, you know, stuff into my G-string, whatever.
Well, that's a goyim for you.
I'm talking to you, Margaret. Can you come closer to the television set? You know, the one that's all big and covered in dust and little miniature NFL helmets and little miniature hockey sticks and all kinds of sports paraphernalia that's not mentioned in the Bible, Margaret. And that means you don't appreciate Jesus and God with Birdhead. You need to tune in to Blessed Souls Ministries and get your appreciation up before Furnace comes out there and gets you. And you know why? Because Jesus is coming to get you. And you need to settle on down, Margaret. Pay attention to something that's appreciation. All right? Send in all your money, Margaret.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your 2 a.m. headline news now. DACA talks back to starting line after the Trump meeting yesterday, and Steve Bannon has been subpoenaed after refusing to do his laundry up to code. House Republicans coalesced behind a plan to avert the shutdown of the White House dishwasher. Trump likes to do the dishes by hand, and that's it for now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
And I'm back with Catherine Damiana Malou for the last part of Classy Living. Now, Catherine, you were talking to us about condensed milk, darling. Now, let's get into this.
Well, there were a lot of deep issues with the condensed milk. I thought it should be the main ingredient for my new product that I was going to launch.
Okay.
I wasn't sure on the name yet. I just knew that I couldn't have a couple of cans of milk
there.
Cans. Because the women would identify with, you know, what am I trying to say? That their boobs are like cans?
No. Yeah, they are.
No. Instead of the condensed milk, because I tested that product.
Oh, darling, your segment's
coming up.
Get ready.
Go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Evenings with Malou. I'm Catherine Damiana Malou, the founder and executive creator of Classy Living. I'm just going to continue the story about this condensed milk business. We all know that women have breasts and milk comes out of the breasts, and that's called lactating. Well, I have come up with a brand new process to rejuvenate the boobs. Look at this, and shoulder, and move, and shoulder, and hip, and slide, glide, zap it back, and head, and attitude, turn, and the backflip, triple sow cow, and there I landed. Oh my God, that was a 10. I am so good. I still have to work on my backflips, but that triple sow cow and double axles, it's looking better. My form was really good. I was really good on that. So anyway, back to the product. I discovered that when the main ingredient in a skincare product for women is condensed milk and then you rub it on the breasts, it causes lactating. And I said, we can't have that. Let's do a skincare thing instead of the milk, because you know there's like milk scented soap, and so I thought, I was thinking milk scented cream, and then I said let's just get rid of the milk because that's going to cause lactating. Let's have cream, and that'll cause cremating. So now the product is just cream, and it's so hot. I mean, it's really hot. I really nailed it. I really nailed the product. So it's called cremation, and it's only cream. There's no milk because I didn't want that lactating to go on, only the cremating. And so now with the main ingredient being skincare cream, it's just all about cremation going on and cremating because the cream is an action, and that's how we came up with this fabulous new hyphenated name for the product called Cremation.
Oh my God.
The process of cream rejuvenating your tits.
There's something wrong with that word. Yeah. There's something wrong
what?
With that
what
word.
Are you talking
Why
about?
Would you call a product
what?
That's supposed to be, I'm guessing, about beauty and health and wellness for women?
Yes.
Why would you call a product cremation?
Well, because
back to the drawing board on that one, darling.
Were you all mansplaining to me or what? No, it's called cremation, Jonathan, because
dear.
I already told the story in my segment.
You don't get
it. I decided not to have the main ingredient be condensed milk.
I know that.
Because
but
of that can imagery. We don't want women thinking their cans are cans.
You just said it. You just
said
it.
Oh, screw it.
You just totally said it. Righteous. She just totally screwed up.
Oh, my God. Oh, shut up, you
guys. Mansplaining when he's trying to help you.
Yeah,
hello.
Catherine, stop pouting and just get back to the story.
Anyways. Oh, it was not about the condensed milk. I thought, let's not have it be about lactating.
Right.
Let's have it be about cream and cremating.
But that's
and that's
not,
how
oh my God.
The name of the product came in.
Why do you
cremating.
Like that word?
Yeah, why do you
I
like that?
It because I like the font, and that's
oh
how I went
God.
With that name. So there you go.
How many times have you read your Bible and you just had no clue what you just read? It's kind of like when you're reading the ingredients label on all those food items you bought in the center aisles of the grocery stores that are making you fat. and sick and tired and unable to read the Word of God, remember it. Well, you know what? It's called sin. Sending all your money.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your early morning headline news. Now, my God, it's early. Two personalities that Trump follows on Twitter were apparently hacked and revealed to be fake. So what do you think of that, with the President of the United States following and quoting fake Twitter profiles? Facebook is a living, breathing crime scene, says one former techie. And can anyone open a school at home in California? Well, the Christians think so, even though they're waiting for Jesus to come down the UFO. Breaking news says that Donald Trump is not losing it because he's already lost it. How can you lose something you never had? Who is Ronnie Jackson? We don't know, but the media pokes fun and prods at Trump's health for being a big cottage cheese fat ass. Even Trump admits he wants to lose weight. And that's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, the product is called Cremation. It's the new cream product for boobs. It's fabulous because it doesn't use condensed milk as the main ingredient. We don't need you walking around smelling like a can of milk. It doesn't even use ghee. Can you imagine going to a cocktail party and having someone come up to you and ask you, "My God, your skin looks fabulous. What do you use?" Ghee. Ghee. You'd sound like an idiot. So I said, we gotta make it cream, boys. Let's have a cream. Instead of lactation, it's cremation. That's why it's cream. Classy cream. For a classy evening with classy cream, cremation. When people ask you, how do you look so young? You can just tell them, I use cremation. I feel younger every day because of this cremation. I've got jars and jars of cremation just stored all over my house. And it keeps me younger. I feel like I could live forever with cremation. I think that'll be our tagline. Live forever with cremation. By Catherine Jamiana Malou.
Are you kidding me with that?
I cannot believe you were calling something cremation when cremation is about burning a dead body
into dust.
Oh my God. Before Pernod blesses it with cheeses and gold.
Yeah, it's like, Pernod. Catherine, this is a big duh. You're a structured speaker. You didn't know that you were saying the word cremation.
I didn't.
Burning a dead body.
I
What does that have to do with beauty and skincare for women?
Exactly. See, Jonathan, I so appreciate you asking those questions. That's that incredible.
Isn't it, Jonathan?
But seriously, Catherine, what are you going to do about the cremation
problem? What are you going to do about that?
Yeah, I fell so in love with the font on cremation because it started off with lactation.
I do not believe
this. It was this gorgeous L, and I was thinking of the gorgeous cursive B that Barbara Streisand uses on her, you know, on her all her albums.
Yeah.
And I wanted that cursive Barbara Streisand B.
That's a real pretty letter. It's pretty.
And now it was the C, and it looked so... The word cremation looks so beautiful in the font. And with the model shots that I have of my beautiful skin, and then the word cremation is just over my face.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a real beautiful piece. I thought it was really, really art-like, very beauty-like, very beauty-esque. And now I've got this total disaster. I have to rebrand my skincare cream and not call it cremation. I swear to God.
I think it's a sign from the devil. I think the devil was trying to get into your brain
to make
you like... Crazy Catherine was thinking about cremation because that's what
Don't
the devil would
it.
Do. The devil would get into your mind and make you think about the fires of hell, fire and brimstone of sin.
He's gonna pop.
In the devil's pit of hell.
Aftermath.
His face is so red. I can't find my pink squishy.
Shut it off.
Good.
I think that's what it was. I think you were possessed by the cremation.
I am so stressed out right now.
I think maybe, Catherine, you were just so into the project that you didn't zoom out and take a macro big picture view about, so I fell in love with the font and the way it looks in a word.
Appreciation.
Oh, zoom out.
I did.
And appreciate.
There you
and
go.
Have appreciation.
Oh, there you go. Oh, okay.
For the larger branding picture.
Exactly.
You know, for the total brand.
Oh,
mix.
My God. We have covered so much ground on this appreciation.
I tell you,
and that what you appreciate appreciates. And look what you did, Catherine. You did that in a, in sort of a stupid way. It's like you had appreciation
so
for a
dumb.
Word. And then it grew into this appreciation that depreciated. cremated on itself. I mean, it's so, you know, not Jewish.
Well, I think I'm just going to kill the cremation project and bring something else back to life.
Well, good.